the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, sing to the Lord a new song. Oh, come and sing,
sing to the Lord a new song.
Thank you.
Amen. Amen and amen. If you can kneel, we'll start with prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you again for blessing us with your presence, as you do each and every day, but more so on Sabbath, whenever two or more are gathered in your name. Thank you for the promises that we have in the Word, and thank you for giving us the understanding that we can claim those promises because we trust you, we love you, and we obey you. Thank you for blessing everyone here in attendance. Thank you for blessing everyone that's listening online, and even those that are going to be listening around the world next week as they have their Sabbath on Friday nights. And so thank you for blessing everyone with these testimonies, the mentioning of your hand moving on a regular basis, and as you say in Isaiah 12:4, that in that day that ye shall say, praise the Lord, call upon his name, declare his doings among the people, make mention that his name is exalted. And then even Jeremiah said in chapter 51:10 that the Lord had brought forth our righteousness. And so come, he says, and let us declare in Zion the work of the Lord of our God. And so that's what we do. We go forth, Father, and we let the people know what you have done for us in the last 30 days. We're doing it now every month because your hand is moving so often now. And so thank you for blessing us again with your presence and for accepting this prayer and this praise that we're about to share. In the name of your Son, who is our Savior and King, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen and amen. So I'm going to share a few here that I have gotten throughout the week in emails. I still have more in the emails here as well. But let me get this thing off the floor here. It fell when I was preaching, or teaching, actually. And I want to welcome Anthony. I just noticed you came back in. And so praise the Lord. Hope you're blessed today. And if anybody, you know, like Frankie and Anthony, if you want the ability to text, just send me off an email. There's going to be a yellow bar that pops up, and it's going to say click here, I think, or something like that. And just send me an email, and if you want, if you plan to come back and you want to have texting ability in the room, I'll set it up. Hopefully this week, I sometimes fall behind, but I'll set it up and give you the texting ability. But yeah, I got a few here testimonies that I want to share that I've witnessed myself. And by the way, we're going to have a church meeting soon, and part of the agenda is going to be discussing when we're going to be meeting next face-to-face in regards to a, camp meeting. And so, I'll email everybody the details, and, you know, I'd like to be able to get a pile. If somebody had a stack of email addresses of just the people, you know, the church members, I mean, I have them all. It would take me a little while to put it all together, though. Well, maybe I could do that too. But you know, instead of emailing everybody that's registered for this conference room, because there's near 1,000, even though I've deleted a few hundred over the years. So a lot of people are going to, I don't want to give out, you know, private information in regards to all those emails. I'll say. Okay, thanks, Darren. Thank you. All right, so I'll watch it. Let me know when you emailed it and I'll check in. My email receiving is going to be a little slower today because I don't have the Linux box running, and I have already set up a new email server in there, and my email on my main system relies on it because I did build a new email just to test things, even though I don't send anything to it, don't get anything from it, and but because it's not active right now, it's going to take 30 seconds sometimes for me to get my emails when I hit the you know, receive thing. Thanks, Brother Daniel. In regards to the emails and the addresses, please, with the new folks too, especially when you become part of the church family, if in fact you become members even, or students, either way, don't give out your private email address to anybody until even if you think like you know them real well, because we have people that infiltrate and attack and on a regular basis. They haven't done it in a while, praise God, because it's always falling on deaf ears now. There's a big hedge of angels around us at this point, but just to be safe, because we have to get ready to be able to stand firm in Christ as the remnant of our seed, and especially when the days come when we're going to say we're going to be in a cave somewhere, we have to be able to have the proper discernment and understanding on how not to fall for, you know, the infiltration of Satan. Because could you imagine being in a cave with all your loved ones that you know for a fact believe and are running because the mark of the beast is being enforced, and somebody is in the cave with you that doesn't believe the way you do, and all of a sudden doesn't have the faith and has fear and starts generating, you know, like a fearful mindset. And right there tells you if they have fear, then they're not part of your number, because the Lord Jesus doesn't give us the spirit of fear. Satan does. And if they haven't overcome that yet, they shouldn't be in the cave with you, because then it's going to go bad, guillotine bad. And so we have to be prepared to be able to stand firm in Christ. And so prepare now or prepare later. It's up your choice. Okay, good to know, Daniel. So, all right. So, but yeah, don't... I mean, it's pretty safe, you know, giving your email address to a moderator, because these people, or even the clouds, and even some of the students, you know, with the pencils, that we've known everybody here for many, many years. And I'm not saying all the people that are new, that are underneath without the clouds and pencils are evil. No, I'm not saying that. We do have people that come in here, and most of us already know everybody in here, you know, that don't have clouds and pencils. And who you are, and how you're just part of our number. Why you don't have the cloud? You know, why not become a member? But yeah, it doesn't matter. You know, it's you know, literally have to, but it's up to you. Anyway, I have a few praises here. Of course, the first one being the pastor from Papua New Guinea, who has stepped out to approach us in regards to the 5,000. Church members that they have that used to be under, I'm not going to say which ministry it is, but it was one of those so-called historic SDAs, if you want to call them that, who now teach that Jesus isn't God, the Holy Spirit doesn't exist, and then you got to keep the feast days and all this stuff. Yeah, they came across a study that I had online in regards to rebuking them because they have pulled some of our loved ones off the path because of their strange theology. Because the devil knows the zeal of God's people, and if he gives them a different message instead of present truth, they feel that they can get more work done if they tell these amazing new doctrines. No, 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 that's not present truth. And besides, new doctrine never contradicts old doctrine, or new light never contradicts old light. And so I did a study I did online to help some, and it did help some, praise the Lord. But this preacher in Papua New Guinea... saw it and shared it with all the church family there. And I don't know how long ago they did this, but they did it a while ago. And so recently they contacted us, and they want to be part of our number. They want to become part of the seven. They were in that church. And so I put out feelers again. I says, you know, I want to make sure everything's on the up and up and legit and all that. And sure enough, this week, I think, or last week, he did contact me back. Everything's going well. We're even, he's even given some, private information to Brother Warren, as we know that Warren does, he's got this thing he does, and it's good to have some information as to how Papua New Guinea is set up for our evangelistic crusade that Warren's more or less heading up in regards to some of the amazing ways that the word's getting out to those people, as well as all the others. Another praise that I want to share the Lord, you know, to exalt the Lord is... as you all know, because of the attacks and the censoring and all this other stuff that goes on against us, a lot of times some people don't get my emails because they have Gmail, AOL, Hotmail, Yahoo, whatever, and a lot of them censor me. Because if you see remnantofgod.org and that email address, boom, I end up in the trash. You know, they just won't even let their people get it, even though these people subscribe to me sometimes. And so that's one of the reasons I built my own email server and stuff like that over the years, but... still, I sometimes have to remove the SIG file just to get to people, because if you don't respond, I don't know if you ever got the email. Especially when someone sends a blessing, and I go, thank you, and I send them an email. They never get the email, and they think, oh, he's just a jerk. He didn't even thank me for what I, you know, no, I did thank you. You just never got it. I answer every email I get, which is not easy, because I get hundreds of them. But the site has literally doubled in hits as of Because October just ended. Yeah, 3 days ago, 4 days ago. And I always do a server check at the end of the month because I have a little alarm that sets up, clear out the log files, right? And so I did. I said, whoa, we doubled in hits. And so I wanted to praise the Lord for that too. And I also wanted to praise the Lord for showing me how, you know, the driver issues and the fixing of the CPU clocking and all this other stuff. I was having issues with my main system and it was causing problems when I was trying to make videos. So, and then with the Linux box, he's helped me with the email server, the cloning situation, and all these other strange technical issues that I have. And I have a very unorthodox manner in how I do computer building as well as programming. And that prevents a lot of issues in the future in regards to hackers trying to attack us. But the Lord has helped me out there, too, and it's just been amazing. I have kind of fell behind this week because I've been kind of overly busy, so I didn't do much work on the server, the new one, anyway, this week. And one last thing, I found out that the Broadwave stream, that those of you that are on WTPR right now, that's what I use. I stream out using Broadwave, and it's just public domain software. I'm thinking of buying it because it's, you know, the way I'm setting it up, I can do it, you know, as a free license. But if I purchase it, I have a way of placing 8 streams throughout it, which would allow us to build our own conference room without using chat room software. Because all the chat rooms out there are going corporate, which means you can no longer buy those servers, the verts, you know, the virtual servers. You can't buy them anymore. What you have to do now is use their server on a monthly basis, which wouldn't be a problem if they didn't pass the laws, the NSA and all such, with the ability to have a backdoor entry into every chat room on the planet. Well, under corporate, you know, which is against the law, it's against the Constitution, all this other stuff, but they haven't really even passed that law. And they're still doing it. I mean, just like with your cell phones. Mention cat food in your home and wait a couple of days, and you'll see cat food advertisements on your screens when you're browsing the internet. I kid you not, they're listing it on everything now. But that's just good business. But we also know the end result of that is going to allow them to track us down easier when the market's in force. That's how Satan does it. He gets them to do what he wants them to do by flashing dollars in front of their faces. And so we can stream using that Broadwave. The only thing I might have an issue with is we might only be able to have 8 people that speak into the chat room. But I think there's a workaround there. It's, you know, my unorthodox ways. It's illegal. I'm not hacking or nothing like that. I never did illegal hacking, even though the word hacking used to build computers. Today it means something different. But, there is a way around it, so I think we could do it. And then we can get a really nice JavaScripted text chat. And the reason I'm bringing this up, because this chat room is going to go bye-bye soon. We're already gone down considerably in the numbers in the room because a lot of the browsers out there aren't updating Flash the way they should, and this thing's based on Flash. And a lot of people are scared of Flash because of the security holes. Well, there's only going to be a security hole if it happens in the chat room. And it's only going to attack my server. It's not going to mess with you. But no, most people don't know that. They don't know. They just figure, oh, steer clear. So, so we're looking to do it differently. And then it'll allow. But it has to be set up in a way that even people with cell phones can get in. And we will do that. And it'll happen soon. And I'm praising God for that. All right. And amen to that, Brother Alex. It is a nightmare. It took me a month to figure that problem out with this email servers. Especially when you're running them inside of a vert, inside of a vert. Boy, but it works. I couldn't believe it. Anyway, but again, it took me a while. All right, I got a praise here from Brother Mo. He says, hey, brother, I really love the testimony Sabbath. Okay, that was from last month. Okay, so this, you know, some of these are going to be a couple, 3 weeks old because we do this once a month now. It used to be they'd be 3 or 4 months old, or 3 months old. But now he goes, I really love the testimony Sabbath. A friend of mine at work cut his hand with a nail, and it went in pretty deep, and he wasn't able to use his hand the rest of the day. In fact, by the end of the day, it looked infected, and he couldn't even close his hand. After work, I took him some raw crystallized honey. And that's another way of finding out if the honey you bought is real. Let it get cold. Because if it's high fructose corn syrup, it's just going to stay honey-looking. But if it gets cold, it crystallizes, literally. It's amazing how God does that. And then when you heat it, you just put the bottle of honey in a pot of hot water and let it sit there for 5-10 minutes. It just melts and it's back to normal. And You could take honey out of a sealed tomb that was from Pharaoh's day and eat it. It's just as fresh. It never rots. It's actually good for infection, too, is what she's probably getting at here. He says, I told him to put some on his cut and wrap it up. So he did. The next day, he showed me his hand, and it looked almost healed, and he was able to open and close his hand. He and his wife really liked the natural remedy of honey. So, amen. So, and it's a good idea putting it in crystallized like that, too. Never thought to do it that way, because the body temperature will melt it and cause it to ooze. The honey will ooze into all the little areas it needs to go. Oh, that is so nice. It's easier to get it in there, too, if it's crystallized already. All right, and then Brother Darren. Oh, no, wait. He says he's sending me an update. Didn't you say this is an update to this one, right, Darren? PM me, because I can't see much in the yellow. Okay. Well, I'll just skip him for now. I got quite a few here. I think this is the update. Yeah, I think he was talking about an update. What's this? When I also wanted to praise the Lord healed my ankle. I stepped off the stair two nights ago, and the edge of our stairs, there's a busted, you know, the concrete is over 100 years old, and it caved in on one side, and it's up about 3 inches on the other side. And, you know, at night, I couldn't see it. I come walking down to give the cat some treats, and I hit the edge of that, and I was just wearing sandals at the time, and my ankle hit the ground, not my foot, my ankle, from 3 inches above. I mean, I twisted, I thought I broke it, because I never twisted it in that direction before. And it's like 99% back right now. I still have to limp a little bit, and I won't run. I won't walk. I'm very careful. I'm not going to go out in the yard and walk around, because if I do, there's holes in the grass, and all of a sudden, crack, because I've done that before, too, where I've double twisted. I get it all better. A couple, 3 days later, go out there and walking along and crack it, like in a midday prayer that happened to me once. Okay, Fran. So Fran's got some that she's got to do, too. So, all right, let me drop them. Well, wait. Brother Matthew just sent me one here in a PM. It says, I testify this day of all of God's goodness and bringing the truth to the surface concerning things that me, my wife, and all my children and grandchildren have been through these past few years, and especially recently. The good Lord has been good to us through these vicious trials, and even though we can't see or understand some of these blessings, we are thankful because our blessings have come through many different disguises. Even when certain situations were looking bad, our blessing came through many tears and heartaches and pain. And God is good. Praise his holy name. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Father God. In Jesus' name, amen. This has brought us closer as a family. Amen, brother. Amen. That is nice. And a lot of people don't realize that. A lot of people looking in from outside would think, oh, you guys must be doing all these evil things. Look at your kids. You're going crazy. Well, you know, if you want to judge people like that, then you're going to have to deal with that when the eastern sky splits. But look at Adam's firstborn, if you want to see. Or look at who was it? Samuel's sons or Eli's sons. Adam's a better example, because the first child born of Adam and Eve killed his brother. He was a murderer. And so you can't blame the parents for that, you know, but some people do. So what are you going to do? All right, let me drop the mic, and then I guess Sister Fran has something she wants. And so, Darren, this update is, so I erased the one I got here, right? Is that what you're saying? Just erase the one I got here. Okay, I'm assuming. So, all right. Let me drop the mic.
Best blessings, everyone. I have a couple praises here from our sisters. And the first praise I have is from Sister Leanne. And Sister Leanne says, I would like to praise the Lord for his wonderful help these last 2 months. A month and a half ago, my truck had a tire valve leak and a rear gasket leak. I had the valve fixed, but my brakes and rotors needed to be replaced with the gasket seals. The day before this occurred, I had a back child support come in. Then, about 3 weeks later, my transmission went out. After asking for prayers from my fellow brothers and sisters, God placed it into your hearts to help me in my time of need. I want to tell everyone that God is great. When I didn't know how I was going to afford the transmission, He had it all figured out before I could even comprehend how the costs were covered. This truly brought me to tears with how truly awesome the Lord is in all our lives. Praise the Lord. Amen. And I have one from another Sister Lee, who is our daughter. And Sister Lee says, I'd like to praise God for healing me of an awful illness just in time for me to make it to church today. Praise the Lord, Sister Lee. And me, myself, I just love praising the Lord for my salvation. I want to thank Him for that video. Brother Pastor Nick was talking about it earlier. We were watching a video of the solar system and how vast the universe is. And we were just, you know, watching it, and we were just in awe how awesome God is. And it takes the worldly cares away when you realize that, you know, we can only see so much, in that video. The scientists don't know everything, but even from what we do know, that is such a, you know, it's such a vast universe. It's so huge. And, you know, Nick and I were talking, you know, this is ours. You know, as long as we stay true to God and, you know, keep His commandments and live for Him, this is ours. We own it. And it's all from God, and it's all because of Jesus. And it takes away the, you know, our troubles down here, like, you know, our poor homes. It doesn't even mean anything to me anymore, poor home. I have all that out there up in heaven. And I do remember that we're supposed to keep our minds and hearts on heavenly things. So I just wanted to praise the Lord for that, too. And seventh blessings. Amen.
Seventh blessings, everyone. Can you guys hear me? Yes. All right, good. Praise the Lord. Hope everyone's enjoying their Sabbath or the Lord's Sabbath. I have a praise, and this is something that happened about a month ago. It happened after the last testimony service, but I was on a website going around sharing the truth, and as I was going around looking, I came across, there's this messenger called Kik, or K-I-K, and I used that to preach as well, and I came across somebody's account. So I messaged them and was going to start sharing the truth with them. And as I was talking with this person, sharing the truth with them, they started making comments about, hey, you know, let me see what you look like, things like that. And normally my answer is no, because that's not what I'm here for. I'm not here to sit here and I'm here to share the truth about Christ. That's not what I'm here for. But something was bugging me, and I was just like, okay. And I flipped on my camera. And then after I flipped it on, the person was like, bye. Like, they're not going to talk to me. And I was just like, now, why are you not going to talk to me? And then the things that came out of their mouth shocked me. And this person said, it's because I'm a fake person, and I'm just trying to get your money. But I can't do it to you, because you're too nice. And after he had said that, I was like, whoa. And so, and I wanted to praise the Lord that he stopped you know, from something bad, obviously, from happening. But also, because this person is going around pretending to be somebody else, trying to scam people to try to get money out of people's hands. And I was talking with this person, I was saying, you know, well, even though they just tried to do that, I was like, I still want to try to present, you know, the gospel to this person. And I was saying, you know, you don't have to do this. There are better ways to get money. You know, you can turn to Christ and he'll take care of you. You know, as we know, the scriptures tell us that the righteous are not going to be forsaken. And after I shared that with him, and he was like, thank you. You know, he thanked me for it, and he said he's really going to consider it. And so I wanted to praise the Lord for stepping into that situation. And yes, please do keep that soul in prayer, you know, that they may come to the knowledge of the truth. But Sabbath blessings, everyone, and please continue to share your praises. God bless.
Sabbath blessings, brothers and sisters. Can you hear me? Praise the Lord. I have a praise I want to share. First of all, I want to thank you all for your prayers. The last testimony service, I was not able to attend because I was in the emergency room with my husband. I know a lot of you know about the condition that we thought he was having blood clots in his lungs, and he had this before, actually when Kylie was born, which was about 10 years ago. And so they did a lot of tests on him, and praise the Lord, he did not have blood clots in his lungs. And then they did tests on his heart and did a lot of blood work, and everything was coming out fine. So we left there, and then he no longer had the chest pains. And I know it was just the power of God and through you, all of your prayers. And I just want to praise our Heavenly Father, our Lord Jesus Christ. It's just so awesome, you know, to see his hand move. And I want to thank you, church members, blessed us to help with the medical bill. And when it came in the mail, my husband read the letter, and he even said, you know, that was awesome. You know, that was very, very awesome that they did that. So my husband is witnessing what a great church I belong to and how loving my brothers and sisters are. And so thank you for that. I just want to thank you all for that. My second praise is my brother, Jeff, who had back surgery a few months ago. He is still in a lot of pain, so I ask for your prayers for that as his back is healing. But a lot of the problem is he's obese. He's almost 400 pounds. And he was living with a broken back for almost 6 years, so obviously he wasn't able to walk or exercise, and so he gained a lot of weight. And so I've been helping him, motivating him. He's given up pop. He's given up sweets. He's really trying to lose weight. And so I've been really praying that the Lord, you know, give him the strength to be able to eat healthier. And he's been on a diet, and he's seeing that he's losing weight. And I'm taking him to a mall where he can walk with his walker and get, you know, strengthen his back more. But my main praise is, you know, through me witnessing to him, I bought him a Bible, and Kylie and I go and we see him every Sabbath, and we read the Bible with him and we pray with him. And that is, he looks forward to that more than anything, to have Bible study with us and to pray with us. And this is somebody who was full of hatred. He has a swastika tattoo on his arm. He was very prejudiced, very hateful. And just to see God changing his heart and changing his mind is so amazing. And I just want to praise the Lord for softening his heart and softening his mind. And God is really working on my brother Jeff. And I just want to ask you all to pray for him, and that he continues to hunger for God and hunger for his word. And I keep telling my brother, you know, you're going to be a mighty soldier for God. And he goes, you're right. He goes, and I'm going to fight for him, and I'm going to be there to, you know, do what he wants me to do. And I just praise the Lord. Thank you all. God bless.
Amen. Praise the Lord. And while you were saying that, and, you know, when you asked us to pray for him, I was thinking, this guy could be a mighty soldier for the Lord. And then you go and say that he's a mighty soldier for the Lord. So praise the Lord. Yeah, confirmation there. So, amen. Praise the Lord. We'll definitely keep Jeff in prayer. All right. And okay, I got a couple of long praises here. The first one's here from Sister Vera. And she says, Sabbath blessings, precious brethren. She says, this month I want to praise Jesus that he answered our prayers when we prayed for my Muslim sister-in-law to return to her husband when she was having issues this past summer. Praise Jesus, this past month she returned to him. Please pray Christ will heal their wounds, and this will be an opportunity for the glory of Elohim. Pray earnestly that the truth of Christ will come to them. Amen and amen. And then she goes, and again, I want to praise Jesus at how wonderfully he is working in the life of my son. In beginning of October, my son had a school field trip to the zoo. And it was supposed to be a cool, cloudy day, and we prayed together for a beautiful day. And when we got there, it got so sunny and warmer, we were praising Jesus as we were enjoying the zoo outdoors. My son is seeing how truly amazing Jesus is. He even controls the weather. Yeah. How many times has this church family had praises like that about, especially when it comes to tornadoes and how the Lord just, oh, man, praise his name. Anyway, she goes on. She says, I also want to praise Jesus for sending such amazing summer weather in the 70s in the middle of October in Minnesota. Yeah, for those of you that live in the U.S., you know how that's amazing. She says, my family and I had precious time enjoying the lakes of Minnesota and gathering apples at the local orchard. Praise him, and thus in the middle of fall. Yeah, and in the middle of fall, I had still many outdoor track distribution opportunities. Amen. Also, I want to praise Jesus for all the opportunities to read and pray daily with my son. And this month, the only two times that he refused to pray and read the Bible with me, Satan attacked us greatly. My little son saw how important daily prayer and Bible reading is those days. Praise Jesus, he is now taking this more seriously and now diligently wants to read and pray daily. Amen. Also, I want to praise Jesus that at the gym, I got many opportunities to witness one-on-one and hand out people get ready books. I just bring them to the people packed sauna, and many will ask about what I am reading, and I get to share about the Christian prophecy is daily fulfilling in the news, and then I offer them the book and tell them I have more copies. They gladly take the book. Pray for these precious souls. Amen. And then also I want to praise Jesus how our 10:21 Sabbath studies confirmed to me Titus 3:10. I was always wondering about what to do with relatives that reject the truth. Do I still share when opportunities arise, even though I shared in the past and they refused? Maybe the seed was planted and was ready to be watered again. Do I share again in that case? And my questions were answered that day. Praise Jesus. Also, I want to praise Jesus for the road safety while traveling with my family to and from Chicago towards the end of October and for all the Halloween track opportunities. And lastly, I want to glorify Jesus for all the wonderful ways that he is working in our lives, and that testimony service is such a blessing to all. Keep up the good work. God bless, servant of Christ, Sister Vera. Amen and amen. So, amen, yeah. It's amazing. And for those of you that are new, like up there, you know, Sister Vera, her husband's a Muslim. And so she's definitely got, you know, there's major issues there, and there still is, you know, but the Lord blesses her and gives her all these opportunities to still share her faith. It's amazing how things continue to get blessed there. All right, and then Brother Joe and Sister Katie says, I would like to praise the Lord for leading us the entire way to the current home we are buying that will be in the country. We have been searching for the perfect home that would allow us to live and have a lot of land to possibly build cabins for the church family if the Lord tarries a bit longer, you know, so we can have our little campgrounds that we keep praying for. This week we found out that everything has gone through, and we will be closing on the property next week. Oh, wow. Thanks for keeping me in the dark on that one, brother. I didn't know it was going to happen that quick, so praise the Lord. Amen. Yeah, because I just kept praying. I'm still going to keep praying, because you never know. They can throw a big old monkey wrench in that one. But anyway, praise the Lord for answered prayers, he says. Praise the Lord for patience through the whole process, and praise the Lord for being able to move out of our current living place, which is with my Catholic family. And praise the Lord for blessing us with a place of our own in the country where we can worship the Godhead more freely. And praise the Lord for this place where brethren can gather and visit. God is great. Sabbath blessings, everyone. Amen. Yeah, you know, maybe I can have a place to park the motorhome permanently. Oh, wow, brother. Amen. That was awesome. I also have a camper, too, by the way. I got a regular pool camper. Okay. All right, let's see. All right. And I got one. Oh, let me drop the mic. We got people standing in the line here. I still got a couple real long ones here and then some short ones. But wait. Let me just do this real short one from Brother Matthew. I think it's a praise. Oh, yeah. He says, "Oh, brother, yeah, I praise God also because my son Michael said that his coworker is Catholic but said that something was not seeming right with that church and got to talking with my son. And so my son shared with his coworker what he learned and now wants some of the tracts we have. And Michael is going to give him some tracts Monday. And please pray for this individual. He's looking for a church that keeps the truth. Praise the Lord. Amen." And this happened Friday. So this happened yesterday, right? All right. Praise the Lord. If you need some books, I do have some here. You know, I got People Get Ready and Market of East. You know, I'm thinking I'm going to do the Antichrist booklet soon. I'm going to have that printed, too. So, well, it's already printed, but I got to have it set up. But remind me in an email or something there, brother, if you're whatever you're low on there in that respect. I mean, all I got is booklets. I don't have tracks, all right? You know, the tracks, people usually just take them off the website and make them themselves because it's cheaper that way, with, you know, and you know, with shipping and all that stuff. But books, you can't do that. It's just, I'm not going to ask people to do that much. So, all right. All right, let me drop the mic. I got quite a few I still got to share. Well, hopefully we'll get done here in the next 10, 15, 20 minutes. We're already over, but that's okay. You know, but yeah, Brother Eli and Brother Sean are going to share something. So let me drop the mic.
Sabbath blessing, everyone. Can you all hear me? Yes. This is going to be quick. I hope and pray that your Sabbath is truly blessed as always every week. And I just want to praise the Lord for having such an amazing brother and sisters and for changing our hearts into Christ-likeness. And I want to praise the Godhead for the opportunity to speak here and to praise Him in front of you guys. And praise the Lord for blessing us with the eyes to see. And there are such things that happens in life. We truly hearken unto the Lord, unto the commandments of God, and truly, truly obey. He will bless us with eyes to see and discernment. And we just have to keep looking and thinking about the things of heaven and not about the things of the earth, where moth and thief comes and destroy. Even if you have a broken heart and you don't have anything left, just read the promise from the Lord's from the word of the Lord, and it will benefit us. Psalms chapter 34, verse 18: "The Lord is nigh unto them that are of broken heart, saveth such as be a contrite spirit." We can learn from the Bible, from experience of Job, experience of David, and all those obedient people of God. I just praise the Lord for the courage, for everything that He showed us, and no man can open what the Lord's opened, and no man can shut what the Lord has shut. Keep doing the work, and let's be also faithful to our future husband, our King Jesus Christ. Sabbath blessings, and God bless.
All right. Thank you, Brother Ellie. I'm back. I have a praise here from Sister Lynette. who says, I've been trying to find a job, and once I was able to move outside of the city, I was able to find employment at a place I already knew I would work at. And so praise the Lord for that. She says, but 3 days before I started work, I injured my lower back. And my job coach was nice enough to buy me some white willow, which allowed me to work without as much pain. And so praise the Lord for that, sister. All right. Sabbath blessings. I'll put down the mic for whoever wants to go next.
And I guess that's me. All right, let me see what I got here. I got, let's do Brother Paul here first. He says, hi, Pastor Nick. Hope this finds you well, and it does. Over the past 2 months, I have seen my faith tested in ways I haven't experienced before. It began with me being tested on Sabbath. The first time I was invited to a lunch at my school, which I politely declined to attend after my friend asked me to come. Later on, I got involved in school activities and wanted to become treasurer for the Students' Council. I was involved in the Christian Union at my school, and I got vetted for the Christian Union first and was asked about where I go to church. I mentioned Presence of God Ministry to the panel of three vetting me and that we meet on Saturday. Later on in the same week, I got vetted for treasurer, and one of those vetting me had vetted me before and knew about the online church. I was barely asked any questions about wanting to be treasurer. Instead, the focus was on my faith for the second time in a week. But I was asked about where I go to church now by a panel of five. I said we meet online once again, and that was followed with questions. What happens when you get baptized? Is meeting online biblical? Who is going to bury you in case you die? What happens when you get married? I was able to answer some questions on the spot with more ease than others. At the end of the questioning, one of them said, we want to start going to a, want you to start going to a physical church. Afterwards, my friends and I formed a team. We wanted to make posters. Only problem was we could only do it on Saturday. I remember not wanting to take the pictures that Sabbath. We were supposed to meet at 2 p.m., but by that time, I was still in the house. I was praying to God to make a way so that I don't have to go, and of course, I have free will. Unfortunately, I chose wrong that Sabbath day. I had preferred the praise of men to the favor of God, and that was foolish of me. I didn't get the position of treasurer and was not really expecting it, considering God does not reward disobedience. I felt horrible, and I didn't want to share this particular story because I had failed. That was about 3 weeks ago. This past week, I got tested again on Sabbath. I was going through a leadership training process, and we were looking for a good day to meet. We had initially set Wednesdays, but one of the coaches thought about meeting on Saturday. Again, I was in the same position I was in a couple of weeks ago. This time, however, I stood strong and made it clear that I cannot make it on Saturday. The following day, I got an email from an internship position I had applied to start of October, or at October somehow. I was being called for an interview on Monday next week. I only shared this after listening to last week's Sabbath study, where you directly touch on staying strong about the Sabbath. Now I know I have to make it very clear about the Sabbath to those interviewing me on Monday and not fear the consequences. Have a blessed Sabbath and God bless. So praise the Lord. Amen. Lord's hand is moving. And this gives people an opportunity to stand firm too. You know, that's why a lot of people, when they ask if, because over the years some people ask me, would you please write a letter to my new boss or something like this? They need proof that there's a church that says you have to meet on Saturdays. I says, no, this is your opportunity to stand firm. I'm not going to rob you of that blessing. because if you I could stand firm all day long, I've been doing it for decades. But it's your opportunity to stand firm and your opportunity to glorify the Lord. And you're the one that's going to get the blessing. And so it usually works out. So praise the Lord. And yeah, and we have some amazing testimonies from people that did just that. They refused to give them a letter. It says, first, it's unconstitutional. There's no right for them to make you give them a letter. And then secondly, you end up getting questions. Some people actually start thinking about, you know, obeying the Lord and actually becoming true Christians. All right, Sister Mary has one here. She says, Brother Nick, below is my testimony. Okay, let me see. So I'm going to start where she says to start. Okay, so sometimes we are so busy going about our daily lives trying to acknowledge our Lord as much as possible, yet sometimes not giving our full attention to Him or His works. He waits patiently for us and sometimes gives a little nudge when our minds start to drift a bit too far. He sends us gifts to show His love, and all we need to do is stop for a moment or two to receive them. Many of those times, as we acknowledge our beloved Lord's presence, a small, audible intake of breath escapes as the wonder of Him meets our eyes, ears, and thoughts. It's funny you should mention that because I'll get into that later maybe. That's pretty neat. Let's just put it that way. Anyway, yesterday as I went to sit down on the bench to wait on the bus, one of these moments happened to me. I looked up and was instantly wowed as I gasped at the beauty in front of me. Trees rose up before me on the hill next to the store, each in different stages of change, from the fullness of green leaves awaiting the brush stroke, to the yellows shading into orange, to the reds, and onto those trees already shedding in different stages. The glory of God's work awed me. Fall is a wonderful time to walk in the woods, I got to tell you. As I scanned from right to left, more and more of the picture emerged in me, giving me a wider view. Then going from left back to right, I saw more of what I missed. The undergrowth of the woods displayed various colors, with a carpet of the leaves had already given their show. The magnitude of God's work almost overwhelmed me as I took it in. How could my soul contain such beauty? I was so full. I felt I could not look any more. But the Lord turned my head from right to left again, and He showed me something further. He showed me the soft roll of a mountain behind the hill I was viewing. The soft gray clouds hung gently over, and I could see the mist of the drizzle which watered the trees. Looking harder, I could then see the colors emerge in a pattern of more hues, a little darker for being further away, yet just as beautiful. I was blessed with a half an hour spending this quiet time with the Lord, silently praising Him in the heart, softly crying at His gift, cherishing Him in His love. How glorious is our Lord, how marvelous. Sabbath blessings. Amen, sister. That was nice. It was very nice. Reminds me a lot of times when I, like, and I still do this every now and then, if I could find a new place to go in the woods, because I've got a very small little stretch of woods behind my house here, very tiny. And I used to do that years ago, just go in the woods and sit down. I mean, I'd have ulterior motives for doing that, of course. I'm in prayer already because I like praying in the woods. And but the other the toss of the coin is when you sit still for more than 10 minutes in the woods, the animals think you left. They start coming out all over the place, and it's an amazing thing to watch. But while sitting there, and what I just read from Sister Mary reminds me of how when you look and you see, like she was saying, the mist of the dew on the leaves or the leaves on the ground. Like the first time I walked in the woods behind the house we used to live outside of Fowler, and it's all evergreens, the little needles. And then I went out there the first time, I think we moved in the fall, and I looked at the needles because the ground is just covered in needles. It's got to be 4 inches deep. And it's just needles. And they're all different colors. I did not know that needles changed colors. I always thought they were evergreen. They are on the tree, but they eventually fall and land on the ground and change colors. And it looked like, like those sprinkles they put on cakes that are very unhealthy for you? All the different little dots. That's what it looks like. And it's just amazing. You know, all earth colors, but still it's amazing. So praise the Lord. Amen. Okay, Teresa has a praise here. Has anybody else got their hand up? Let me scroll down. And then I got one more after this, I think, and then I think we're done. But Teresa says, two Sabbaths ago, she says, hi, Pastor Nicholson, church family. Got to put that in. And then she says, two Sabbaths ago, I was doing my Bible study when all of a sudden I had a I had such a push, almost like an anxiety feeling, hard to explain, to drop everything. I was everything I was doing, and to go out the door to hand out the Second Coming of Christ cards. I wasn't sure where the Lord was bringing me, but I did pray before, and I was as I was driving, I ended up in a small town near me where they have a Saturday market. I started from one end of the street to the other, and sure enough, in the middle were six Jehovah's Witnesses with a big stand saying, "What does the Bible really say?" I handed the six JWs, well, Jehovah's Witnesses, a card. Each one tried to give it back to me, but I said, "It is a treasure to life. Please keep it," and kept on walking. That day, I was able to give out 150 cards, praise the Lord. I believe the Lord wanted me there to present the true scriptures that are on the card and hopefully lead someone to the website. She's talking about the, you know, the Second Coming cards were on one side of the card. It shows what happens at the Second Coming of Christ. And then when you flip the card over, it shows you what happens at the fake Second Coming of the Antichrist, where he literally touches the earth, you know. And because the Second Coming of Jesus, he don't touch planet Earth. If you see this guy on Earth claiming to be Jesus, and everybody's bowing to him, and he's on all the news, that ain't Jesus. But nobody reads Bibles, and so they don't know that. And so that's why the Lord moves people like us, like Sister Teresa's talking about here, and they go forward and you hand out this information to them. So praise the Lord for these cards, too, and his truth, because it's really in the Bible. This stuff's really there. A lot of people don't realize it. So you mean to tell me that what just happened in the news was really talked about thousands of years ago in the scriptures? Yeah. And that really excites me. That excited me. That's one of the reasons I opened up the Bible when I was young. As I always got into prophecy. Anyway, going on, she says, "I would also like to thank the Lord for intervening in a situation with my husband. The one week Satan seemed to try to be getting at me through my husband." I guess she means this one week. I don't know. Anyway, there was a lot of miscommunication, and it seemed as though I just couldn't get through to him concerning certain issues. I prayed continuously for things to get resolved, but the one day I cried out to the Lord and told them that I wasn't sure how much more of this turmoil I could endure, and to please take this turmoil away from me. And I am not exaggerating when I say this, but it was shortly after I cried out, and I was also in tears, that my husband put his arms around me and asked me to forgive him for the way he was acting, and that he didn't know what got into him. Wow. We were able to resolve the issues, and I praise the Lord. Unfortunately, my husband's faith isn't as strong, but the Lord has made a lot of big changes in his life, and I praise the Lord. There are many other praises the Lord has done, but for time's sake, I just mentioned the two. I give all the glory to the Lord and praise his mighty name. God bless Sister Teresa. So, amen. Praise the Lord. It's amazing stuff. I love doing this every month, I got to tell you. Okay, we got one more. This is from Brother Darren. He just updated it for me. So I got it in the email. Let me check the email again while I'm doing this, because it'll take a minute or two for the email to check, as I explained earlier. Why? All right. And this is what Brother Darren shares. And this is the last one that I have. And this is going to take a few minutes. It's kind of big. It's on his website, lordschosenremnant.org. For those of you that are wondering where his website is, lordschosenremnant.org, all one word. And then /testimonies, if you want to check this out. It's number 8 and 9, because he also PM'd me about that, but that's where it's at. And if you want, you put the link in the room there, brother. So anyway, it says, I don't know, can he put the link? Some people can't. I think the moderators can put the link. I don't know. It doesn't matter. We'll get it in there for you. All right, it says, easy ring, how the praise, testimony. Okay, all right, here it is. Okay, so he says, I got to swell this up. I was tripping over Sister Teresa's words because the type is too tiny. So let me swell it. All right, here we go. I want to thank God for his divine love and always looking to help his children and with whatever they ask of him, if they are obedient. Amen. There's the key. Amen. The Lord this past week helped me and my family greatly. I have a stepsister who's in high school at the age of 13 years of age. And she's highly into worldly things like rap, dancing, looking at R-rated movies and others. Since she's been in high school, her mom does not allow her to hang around her friends that she's in high school with, because her mom feels the conversations a high school 16 or 17-year-old girl talks about to a 13-year-old girl should not engage in outside of school. And I know whoever reads this, you're thinking the following, because he's put this on his website too, you're thinking the following, well, servant, what? I don't know, it looks like a typo big time here. All right, am I doing this right? Okay, all right, so it's, I don't know, it's as well, think the following. Okay, I'm just going to go on, I'm going to skip over all that. It just doesn't, it's, something's messed up there. And it says, whether she is in school or not, she's still going to be exposed to whatever gossip those 16 or 17-year-old girls will talk about anyway. So what's the point of her mom doing that? I know I have already explained this to her mom and my own father before when her junior high school wanted to skip her to high school, that her attending high school at a young age would be terrible for her if she should remain in junior high. I guess she's one of those smart children, praise God. But like many of the family members, they did not listen to me and allowed her to skip the ninth grade anyways. But lately, my stepsister has been behaving terribly. She's rebelling against her mom because she won't allow her to talk or go out to her friends or high school classmates. See, you know, that's the, you know, that's when you have eyes to see. You can see this, but a lot of people aren't going to see what you see. So, yeah, you can warn them, but that's really all we can do. He goes on, so lately, for the past month, my stepsister is coming home late, sometimes as late as 8 or 9 p.m. at night, and she's supposed to be in the house at 4 p.m. every day from school. Last Monday, the week before Halloween, she didn't come home at all that night, then came back Tuesday morning to grab her school uniform from what I was told told to me by Dad was her mom confronted the 13-year-old with a series of questions like, where have you been? Why didn't you call? And who were you with all night? So my 13-year-old sibling then lashes out in a series of ungodly acts like cursing at her mom and telling her own mother she did not need her, which showed my sibling was becoming demonically oppressed by Satan. And this is one of the reasons for public school system, by the way. I had an article I put on the site a while ago where it states, and it proves it with statistics, that by the time Christian children get to the age of the freshman or sophomore in college, they're atheist or pagan or Wiccan, you know, same thing. Because that's what it's designed. That's what the schools are designed to do. And the kids don't even know it. And the kids that are melding the other kids into their way of thinking don't know it either. They're all being brainwashed and they don't even know it. Anyway, then her mom lost her temper and in short told the 13-year-old to get out of the house. So that evening, the same day, her mom wanted to apologize to her. So her mom went to her school to pick her up and take her home to talk things out. But as soon as my step-sibling saw her mom's car, she ran from her. And from that Tuesday onward, she never has come home. So her mom called the police Wednesday morning. There's never a good time to run away, but during this time of season around Halloween is the worst time for my stepsister to be out on the streets in the middle of the night. Reason why is, for one, she is 13 years old, but also knowing during this time some cults like snatching innocent kids, sacrificing them to their deities, and since I was watching closely at the months of September and October in 2017 before Halloween came, a total of 180 kids have gone missing around the areas and neighboring states where we live, like Pennsylvania, West Virginia, New Jersey, Virginia, Maryland, Delaware, and D.C. So I began to present my siblings and her mother's case before our Heavenly Father every, I guess, night. Yeah. Every night until last Friday during Sabbath, while I was on the phone with Brother Reginald, we began to pray together for her. And before we finished praying, my dad came upstairs while on the phone with Mom, saying that she finally came home. It's pretty neat. Amen. And then he says, I thank God for moving his spirit to get her home safely. Now, from what I was told by my dad, what moved her was her friend whose house she was staying at and told her, quoting what Dad said, what the young lady said, why are you putting your mom through this? Your mom has not done anything wrong to you. You need to go home. Till this day, I know the Lord used that friend of my sibling to speak those words. The miracles the Lord does increases my faith. Every time I see his hand move, I love our Lord. And then he says, testimony number 9. And then I says, I want to thank the Lord for blessing me with a new job this week at my previous job. The company was pretty much purposely putting a heavy workload on their workers. Reasons why was because I found out that the company that I was working for was purposely lying to a new client. Well, let me start from what type of service my previous job provided. Well, in short, they provided services through video transmissions, sending and receiving video traffic, using their homebrew software to do so. Also, they were providing their own hardware to the clients, so the client purchases my company's services to allow them the ability to do video transmissions, whether through the web or television stations. But a couple of months ago, the company made a deal with a 1,000-pound gorilla, basically a big client in the TV industry, cannot say because of the NDA. But this client, to make this easy to follow, let's call the client Client D, wanted my company to ship out server boxes to 200 of their TV stations, 4 servers per site, in one switch in a period of 3 months, which was a very silly decision to make because I was working in the network operations and I was one guy of two doing the server builds and the other guy was new, so I had to train him while building. So me and this new guy were overwhelmed by close to 25 to 30 servers a day, and those were just for Client D. Now, it would not have been bad if they were shipping out the server not configured with anything. However, we had to configure and testing each server and switch that went out the door, which made things very hard and no room for mistakes. Plus, we had other servers to build for many other clients who were not affiliated with the Client D at all and needed their servers built as well. Several times we fell behind on server builds, and the company fell behind schedule on the project for Client D. So the company would lie to Client D, telling that they would get their equipment to them by the next day, then pressure us doing server builds to get as many out possible. Both of us was even work past 40 hours a week to build the equipment. And the more they would lie to the client, the more the pressure would build up for us to build more servers. In a period of 2 months, me and the new guy built and shipped out more than 300 servers and switches. So that's just a lot of work for 150 per guy. I'm having all I can do to work on this one. Anyway, but I'm doing everything from scratch. It's a completely different operating system I never used before in this way. Anyway, so he goes, so I prayed to the Lord and he told me to quit that job. But I also asked the Lord that I want him to find my next job for me. So I did not apply to any jobs at all. Then last Friday, I received a call from a temp agency informing me about a job. Tuesday, I had the interview with their client, and they hired me under the contract the next day. Wow. I trusted in the Lord, and he found me my next job. Praise the Lord, Brother Darren. So amen, brother. And amen, you got 300 servers done, too. The Lord helped you there, too. Oh, how many mistakes, though? So anyway, praise the Lord. Oh, man, that's scary, though, 300 servers. All right, Sister Fran's got her hand up, so I guess she wants to say or share something. Let me drop the mic.
Sam's blessings again, brothers and sisters. I just have a quick praise from Sister Susan she just gave me. She says, greetings, dearest sister. I'm so very thankful for the Lord. I got to make sure this is in order. I'm so very thankful for the Lord and all he does. He has blessed us so greatly and is continuing to do so. The blessings are too numerous to list, but he is definitely with us. I am also so very thankful that our dog is better. He was ill, but thanks to our great physician, all is well. God bless. Praise the Lord, Sister Susan. And it was Spartacus who was ailing. Praise the Lord that Spartacus is better. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. If you can kneel. Well, I always get mixed up when we're doing the testimony services. We got the music first, and then we're going to pray. Okay. Thank you, Lord. All right. So let me drop the mic, and then whoever's got the music, please put up your mic. And I also wanted to praise the Lord that just about everybody stuck around. Usually, okay, there, now it's on. Sorry about that. Yeah, it got confusing here for a moment. All right. But we're going to have some music, and then we'll finish in prayer after that, because I'm pretty sure we're done. And I wanted to also praise the Lord that just about everybody stuck around. Oh, yeah, Brother Joe's going to put the music up. And so praise the Lord that there were so many. Oh, wow. It's just, I love Testimony Sabbath. Let's just put it that way. So, amen. Praise the Lord. Let me drop the mic and we'll pray after the music. Neil, we'll finish in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you once again for blessing us the way you have. Thank you for giving us all that we need to walk in Christ and to glorify you. Please help us, Father, because we are all undone. We want to be ready for your Son and you to come back with your Holy Spirit within. We want to stand firm. We want to be part of that number. We want to glorify you, as prophecy says the Gideon band will do. So please bless us with many opportunities to grow in Christ. And thank you for blessing everyone here that has testified to all that you have done and all those that have heard what you have done, and that it blesses many hearts and plants many wonderful seeds. And thank you for accepting these prayers and these praises in the name of your Son, our Lord, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen and amen.